After years running dining and entertainment venues, John Richards became founder and director of Miami Culinary Institute at Miami-Dade College. He was hired at Kapi'olani Community College in 2015 to run their culinary programs, which are now swinging into high gear. John Richards, thanks so much for joining us.
Aloha, Noe. It's great to be here with you today.
Oh, terrific. We're catching him on site there at the Palikou Theater, where he's got a lot going on. I've got to tell you, John, let's take a look quickly at some of the initiatives going on there in the culinary program. I know I had a great time at the Leahy Concept Kitchen last week.
Wonderful. That's a great opportunity for our students there.
Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Happy to give you some more about that. The Leahy Concept Kitchen is an amazing partnership between the Halekulani Corporation and Kapi'olani Community College, where they've given us an opportunity to operate the restaurant in the Waikiki Park Hotel.
The former Nobu.
Previously occupied by Nobu. And Nobu moved to a new location, so we have the location for the next year and a half or so to develop the concepts that we're going to take to the Culinary Institute of the Pacific restaurant at Diamond Head that's under construction as we speak.
It's really fun to go there because there's a sign outside that says no tipping, or there's a different gratuity. I mean, the whole place runs a little bit differently because it is an educational opportunity for the students and for us, really, patrons who go there. It's a beautiful restaurant there, the former Nobu, right in the Park Hotel.
Yes, we're so proud of this, and you know, we've been working on this for a couple of months now, and it's opening up a restaurant is hard enough, but opening it up with totally inexperienced students is a whole other level of challenge, and our whole team and our students have really risen to the challenge, and we're very proud of the menu, the concept, the service that we're delivering now, and the guests of Waikiki are just in for a real treat.
Oh, and the rest of us are, too, because, I mean, there are items on the menu there there are a lot more kind of Filipino-influenced things I noticed on menus around town in general, but also some Chamorro dishes that were just great to see, John.
I'm so glad to hear that. We feel the same way.
And so that's the kind of thing you'll be moving to the Culinary Institute of the Pacific, which, of course, is currently being built there on Montserrat on the slopes of Diamond Head, right?
Well, that's right. This has been an initiative with the University of Hawaii for 10 or 15 years. It's been a vision, and we saw the first phase of that vision come to reality this past March with the opening of Phase 1 to great fanfare and accolade and pride. It is a stunning, stunning facility that we have here in Hawaii, and I've seen many of the best in the country, and I think this is going to be the finest in the world at this moment.
What's
and our
going to
job
be,
is to. Yeah. Go ahead, Noe. Sorry.
I guess I need to know what our job is. How will we be unique and attractive?
Several things. First and foremost is that in the state of Hawaii, until now, in culinary education, the highest level you could reach would be that of an associate degree in culinary arts management and baking and pastry arts. Mm-hmm. Now, with this facility, we have the Advanced Culinary Training Program, which is a third and fourth-year program. Previously, our students had to go to the mainland or to Asia to complete their higher education. And now, for the first time, we can actually do that without having to relocate to another country. And again, it's not just taking the program here. It's really taking it in a world-class institution. Really a phenomenal opportunity.
So we'll have a four-year Bachelor of Science program there in Culinary Arts. Boy, that's great. Can you compare our programs nationally and internationally? John, you're familiar with what others offer.
Well, I certainly can. Nationally, for sure, we rank among the highest in the country. I mean, that's been said by many publications. Our Culinary Arts and Science degree, the advanced degrees in culinary food service management, and now culinology, which is really blazing a path for students who want to do more than just cook. They want to innovate and help change the way we feed our nation And that's kind of my lofty goal, is to engage our students in that philosophical part of food innovation. How are we going to continue to provide the food that we need in our state so that we can sustain and enrich ourselves greatly?
Oh, John, I know you've had a commitment to sustainability in your other projects, and it's exciting to think what we could do for that, for sustainability, if we just change some of our eating habits in this country. But, you know, we have received a lot of accolades here for our KCC culinary program, and I understand you've got a team going up to the American Culinary Federation Championships again.
Yes, we're so proud of this. It's really a prideful spring for us. Our culinary competition team at Kapi'olani won the state competition. This was back in February, I believe. Then we went to a regional contest where we competed against five other states and regions of the country, and we won there. And so now in early July, we go to Orlando to compete once again for the national title in the American Culinary Federation Culinary Salon. This is kind of the this is the Wimbledon of student competitions. It's the best in the land and the most prestigious, and our students are just phenomenal.
It's rare to win twice or even to go twice. Mm-hmm.
It is rare, and we did win that contest back in 2008, I believe. I was not here. I was in a competing team that did not take the title that year from Miami. And it's great to be here with this team now because we plan to take the national title.
All right. Well, you're doing a little bit of fundraising to get there. And so that's what takes you to Palikou right now, right? We've got about a minute left to talk about culinaire, John.
Thank you so much. Culinaire is a music, cooking, dance, story, magic, and chocolate story. It's a culinary concert on stage. Really wonderful production. And the reason we're doing this is to create awareness for our culinary programs throughout the state, and more particularly to raise sponsoring funds to help our culinary competition team with the expenses to go to Orlando. It's a very expensive undertaking, and we have the opportunity to raise some of the money by putting on a great show where some of our culinary students and team members are actually a part of the show.
That's terrific. And this is part of sort of a marketing effort on the part of the culinary school, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. Culinary is designed to be a marketing vehicle, as I said, to help spread awareness of the many, many things that we're doing in culinary arts that are on the front edge of the cutting edge of culinary in the United States. It's really amazing.
And this, okay, geez, the culinary, kind of a culinary musical coming up. It's called Culinaire at Palikou Theater this coming Saturday. The time of the program,
this
John?
Saturday. It starts at 7:30 Saturday at Palikou Theater.
Thank you so much, John Richards. Yeah, I know you've got to get back to the rehearsal and the like. Thank you for your time this morning. You have to swing by and
it's
have a great meal at Leahy Concept Kitchen as soon as possible. John Richards is the Dean of Hospitality, Business, and Legal Academic Programs at Kapi'olani Community College. Find out more about KCC's culinary initiatives and some dining opportunities you might want to take part in. Check it out on the Conversation Facebook page.